Today, we start this edition of The Chiefs on a more personal note. In 1994, during my time as a correspondent in Afghanistan, I was caught in a rather tricky situation when our vehicle was ambushed. I, along with a colleague, were both shot and required immediate evacuation from Afghanistan. Thankfully, a white Toyota truck bearing a Red Cross and a team of respondents calmly and effectively negotiated our way to safety. The organization responsible, the International Committee of the Red Cross, arguably saved my life and remains a tour de force in providing aid and humanitarian assistance in over 90 countries worldwide, undeterred by the global pandemic. Leading the charge as president is Peter Maurer, who joins me for this episode from his home office in the unofficial capital of multilateralism, Geneva. After a long stint at the Swiss Department of Foreign Affairs and a crucial role in the integration of the Swiss delegation into the UN system and other multilateral networks, Maurer took over the presidency of the ICRC in 2012. In our conversation today, we discuss everything from how to refresh the ICRC's funding model to the ins and outs of maintaining a brand on the front lines from Aleppo to the Sahel. Plus, we home in on the challenges of modern diplomacy. As the old model is ripped up, do the ICRC's nearly 3,000 frontline operatives and impressive local networks prove a new form of humanitarian diplomacy is possible? I'm Tyler Brulé, and this is The Chiefs on Monocle 24.
Rolex is proud to partner The Chiefs on Monocle 24. Rolex's story began when its founder, Hans Wilsdorf, created the first waterproof wristwatch, the Oyster, and developed into a range of timepieces that have become icons of watchmaking. Discover Rolex watches on the wrists of pioneers, artists, athletes, and visionaries. Journey to the very highest summits and the deepest part of the ocean. The history of Rolex and Swiss watchmaking are inextricably linked. The brand is the pioneer of numerous innovations and has registered over 500 patents since the brand was born more than a century ago. Rolex designs, develops and produces all the essential components of its watches, from the casting of the gold alloys to the machining, crafting, assembly and finishing of the movement, case, dial and bracelet. Rolex watches are designed and built to last thanks to the dedicated watchmakers, designers and engineers whose skills and knowledge are transferred into each and every Rolex timepiece. Rolex, a legacy of excellence.
Mr. Maurer, thank you very much for joining us. Maybe we should kick off with a bit of a refresher course for our listeners, because no matter what corner of the world you're in, people come across the Red Cross. Sometimes it's also misused as well in some circumstances. But when you look at all of the different organizations that exist under a Red Cross umbrella, is it possible to somehow paint our listeners maybe a bit of an organogram of how the ICRC functions, and then also how, of course, the Red Cross brand spills out globally?
We have in the world, almost in each and every country, a Red Cross or Red Crescent Society that brings the number to over 190. And these Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies are basically responding to social challenges within the countries, while the Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent, which is the organization in which all the national societies are.